You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It all started with European soccer matches, then Korean baseball. Now it's part of all the sports on TV in the U.S. What are we talking about here? The roars and hisses of the crowd when there actually is no crowd. It's a weird world these days. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports that fans, though, seem to be getting used to fake crowd noise on televised sports, and that the people who decide when to punch the buttons for yay, boo, are actually getting a lot better at this new craft. Here's Andy with more.
It sounded kind of weird at first, right? Piping in recorded crowd noise when there's nobody at the game. Boston sports fan Joe Blumenfeld still hasn't gotten used to it.
It's silly. They're not fooling anybody. Everyone watching knows there's no fans there.
But look, I watch a ton of sports, and it's fine now. Like my Cowboys last week. We're down 15 with 5 minutes left. We get one touchdown, then another, recover an onside kick, and nail a field goal to win by one. Fake crowd goes wild.
Once they started using it, I didn't really notice. It kind of goes on in the background.
Daniel Packer is a Yankees fan who lives in Los Angeles.
And I've kind of learned to enjoy it a lot.
He says the faux fans kind of cue him to pay attention when he's not completely focused on the game. And John Arand at the Sports Business Journal says broadcasters are trying to make fake as real as possible to hold your attention. The NFL, for instance, went through its archives and gathered 4 years of sound from every stadium.
So the crowd noise that you hear for a Giants game is authentically a Giants crowd. The crowd noise that you hear for a Seattle Seahawks game, that's an authentically Seahawks crowd.
So when Russell Wilson scrambles for a first down, there's a Seattle crowd reaction for that. Stephen McDaniel teaches at the University of Maryland.
They can have a moderate reaction. They can press a button for that. They can even press a button for boos.
Some Philadelphia Eagles fans know that all too well. Broadcasters piped in some hearty boos during the game after quarterback Carson Wentz threw another interception last week. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.